Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Welcome, everyone. As usual, I'm so happy to have you here inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. And because we had so much fun over the last couple of weeks exploring how neo-soul, soul, R&B, and hip-hop music was born, I thought we would continue to do it by choosing two artists and one group that has inspired countless contemporary R&B and soul artists. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to break it down into three parts. We're going to start off with a sister who has been in the game for years and years and years. She's still doing it big these days, and she's inspired some of my favorite ones. I'm talking about the legendary Chaka Khan. Of course, she started off in the group Rufus and Chaka Khan, and then went off and did her own thing as a solo artist, and she keeps releasing music to this day. But she has inspired some of our favorites, as I said before. So we're going to hear a cut from Chaka. We're going to take it back, and then we're going to hear some of the artists who name her as their number one inspiration. So that's what we're going to do. Let's start off inside the Soul Lounge with some classic soul from the legendary Chaka Khan.
Thank you.
The legendary Chaka Khan inside the Soul Lounge. What You Gonna Do For Me, coming from her third solo album in 1981, gold certified. Over her career, Chaka Khan sold 70 million records, and as I said earlier, continues to sell them to this day. She started her career in the 70s. She has been dubbed the queen of funk, but she's also sort of the queen of soul and R&B. I mean, no disrespect to Aretha Franklin, of course, but there can be maybe two queens on the throne, only because her funky sound has also inspired these really interesting soulful sounds that became very popular back in the late 1990s. This was before we knew neo-soul as such, and there was a woman who was slowly climbing up to the top and eventually made it there, I think, by the end of 1997 when she released her live album. I'm talking about the incomparable Erykah Badu, who has said in every interview she's asked that Chaka Khan was her number one influence, so much so that on that live album, she decided to bless us with her rendition of a classic called Stay, and that's up next inside the Soul Lounge.
I like to do this song by my favorite singer, Chaka Khan. I was gonna do it at the Soul Train Award, but I was scared. Yeah. So y'all give me some energy, all right?
Oh,
Music is the language of the soul.
From Whitney Houston inside the Soul Lounge. That song, I'm Every Woman, originally recorded by Chaka Khan, who we are honoring in the first part of the show today. That song was recorded in 1978. It was actually Chaka's first hit single as a solo artist. and was written by the legendary Ashford and Simpson. Now, if you don't know about Ashford and Simpson, you need to Google them. Okay, check that out, and then we'll come back and talk later. Now, Whitney Houston took that song and kind of put her swag to it and introduced it to an entirely new generation of music lovers. Speaking of Whitney Houston, I'm not sure if you are aware, there is a television movie being produced about Whitney Houston's life, and we're starting to hear more and more about how it's going. I was just online and I saw a photograph of the young woman. She was an America's Next Top Model star, basically. Her name is Yaya DaCosta, and she posted a photograph of her sort of doing this iconic Whitney Houston pose, and it looks like it's coming along quite nicely. Of course, I'll keep you posted on all of that. All right, so that was fun, the queen of funk. But now we're going to move on to another legendary artist. This guy was born in Washington, D.C., but it was in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan, under the direction of Berry Gordy, this guy from Motown Records, you may have heard of him, that his star was molded, transformed, and polished. He went on to have a decades-long career with Motown, but in 1970, he decided to sort of move away from that Motown way of creating music and concentrate on a more full and soulful sound, and more importantly, a more conscious point of view in his lyrics. And it was during that era, during that time, that Marvin Gaye began to inspire generations of artists after him and continues to do it. And we're going to hear from some of those artists later on in the show. But I thought a great place to start would be with a song from his legendary 1971 album, What's Going On. This is called Mercy, Mercy Me, taking you back with Marvin Gaye inside the Soul Lounge.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost mother, radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. Mercy, all things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Afraid I don't know how, 'cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change, 'cause love. Many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love, for to know you, longing for your kiss, for your kiss, touch, for your feel, for your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Well, the music is continuing to flow from our speakers directly into your soul. This is Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, Shauna Renee. And if you are just joining us, we are celebrating the music of those artists who have inspired some of your favorite contemporary neo-soul, soul, R&B, and hip-hop artists. At the latter part of the last segment, we heard music from Marvin Gaye, and we're going to continue his legacy through this portion of the show. We also heard music from Music Soul Child, who is someone very much inspired by Marvin. He originally from Philadelphia, kind of came up in that same time when Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and NDIRE, all of these artists that we consider quintessential neo-soul artists, were really coming into their own. And speaking of the quintessential neo-soul artists, though he just kind of started off, I think it's safe to say, as an R&B artist, as part of the group Tony, Tony, Tony. I'm talking, of course, about Rafael Sadiq. And he is up next with another artist that you cannot deny was inspired by Marvin Gaye, and that's D'Angelo. They got together some years ago for a song that would become a pretty decent hit for the both of them, and we're going to start this section off with that song called Be Here. It's Rafael Sadiq and D'Angelo inside the Soul Lounge.
My breakfast, you should be here beneath me to feel me, to heal me. You should be here to wrap me, to trap me, then climb me. You should be here. I'm a good man and I work hard on my night job.
You should be.
Let me show you what you're missing every day.
You should be.
Once I get you, you ain't never gonna walk away.
You should be.
Why you should not, oh lady, you should see the tricks that I got. Oh, for your mama, especially, yeah, be my lady. Let's be lazy and make babies, yeah, man.
You should be.
Let me show you what you're missing every day.
You should be.
Once I get you, you ain't never gonna walk away.
You should be.
I got more than just some good. Some money.
Girl, I wish you
were. You should be here. You should be.
You are inside the Soul Lounge. So, okay, there you go. Rafael Sadiq and D'Angelo, who I've heard, and it's kind of halfway been confirmed, will be coming out with a new album before the end of 2014. I'm talking about D'Angelo. So let's keep our fingers crossed. And of course, they inspired by Marvin Gaye, but I think it's safe to say that both Rafael and D'Angelo were also inspired by this next group. This is a group that I think is safe to say will appear or should appear at least twice on any halfway decent slow jams mixtape or playlist out there. Their career, however, started in the 1950s, and they were doing more than just slow jams. Doo-wop, rock and roll, pure rock, funk, all part of their repertoire. But it was in the 1970s, I guess, when you could say that things got really romantic. I'm talking about the Isley Brothers, and they are up next with a song they recorded and released in 1978. We're just going to kind of set this off real nice here. It's called Groove With You inside the Soul Lounge.
Old School Soul.
Hello, hello, boy, hello.
inside the Soul Lounge. Groove Theory with Hello, It's Me. I am the Lady DJ, of course, vocals there by Mel LaRue. The song originally written and recorded in 1972 by a rocker named Ted Rundgren, I believe is how you pronounce his name, but it was the 1974 version released by the Isley Brothers, I think is safe to assume inspired many of Neo-Soul's best artists, including Groove Theory. They released that on their self-titled debut album back in 1995. All right, so we're going to step back a year now and give you music from an album that has been called by a number of magazines and music experts and even Time as one of the top 100 greatest albums of all time. That's Mary J. Blige's album, My Life. Now, the title track sampled Roy Ayers' Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Now, here's the thing. Even though it was obviously inspired by Ayers, it's the soul and the honesty and the authenticity in the song and in the album that one could assume was also inspired by groups like the Isley Brothers, for that was what they were really known for, being very authentic and honest and soulful. Speaking of Mary J. Blige, I was just going online. I see that she's in London working with, she's working with Naughty Boy. Those of you who listen to us on a Music Mix know that Naughty Boy is the one who was responsible for bringing us Sam Smith, that great song La La La. When you remember Mary and Sam, we heard that song here, actually did a duet. Well, she's in London and she's working on the new album called The London Sessions, and she is going to be appearing with some of the best UK neo soul performers and writers as well. So that's a little news for you in regards to Mary J. Blige, but we are going to take it back now. This is My Life from 1994, Inside the Soul Lounge.
Soul. It sounds so good.
Oh,
Music from Kim. It's from his album Chemistry. You know, when he first started writing that album and he actually recorded the demo, he was homeless. He used his American Express card, and then he also used money that he made as a wedding singer and waiting tables to fund it. And then Motown signed him and re-released the album. Again, another artist inspired by the Isley Brothers. Thank you so much for hanging out. I really appreciate it. As always, we had lots of fun. We will be back next week, same time, same place. Gotta say congratulations to Trey Songz. His new album, Trigger, number one on the Billboard charts. And I thought we'd kind of end this thing with just a little taste from the album. This is his new song called Na Na. New music taking me out inside the Soul Lounge. Take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Put your hands in the air.
Trigger.
Put your hands in the air.
Mother on that beat. Oh.
Oh, Na Na. Look what you done started. Oh, Na Na. Why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Na Na. Spend all this cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Baby, I'm the one you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell her where you get the check. Girl, I know you ready, I ain't even got a check. You been through the worst, let me show you the best. You know I'ma get you right, girl, them boys to the left. Like,
oh, na-na. Look what you done started. Oh, na-na. Why you gotta act so naughty? This cash. Oh, na-na. If you keep shaking that.
Oh,
na-na-na.
Put your hands in the air if you're loving tonight.
Oh, na-na-na.
Keep your hands in the air if you're spending the night.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it like.
Oh, na-na-na. Oh, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Everybody say it.
To celebrate, yeah. You the one they never had, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the problems you done had, yeah. Lead them broke fellas in the past, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you had good, but I could give you better. I'll have you thinking about forever. I'm excited.